And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 11th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Naguib Mahfouz, born in Cairo, 1911, author of more than 50 novels, won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1988, and gave his Nobel speech in Arabic. He began the speech saying, "I would like you to accept my talk with tolerance, for it comes in a language unknown to many of you, but it is the real winner of the prize. It is therefore meant that its melody should float for the first time into your oasis of culture and civilization." It's the birthday of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, born in Keslovodsk, Russia, 1918, thrown into the gulag as a young man for saying in a letter to a friend that Stalin was not Marxist enough. He was released from his labor camp on the day of Stalin's death in 1953 and wrote a novel about a peasant farmer in the gulag called One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. Despite government censorship, Solzhenitsyn set out to interview more than 200 survivors of the labor camps for his seven-volume history, The Gulag Archipelago, the first volume published in Paris in 1973. It's the birthday of Jim Harrison, born in Grayling, Michigan, 1937, who, between the ages of 60 and 70, wrote 10 books. Last year published two books, In Search of Small Gods and The Farmer's Daughter. Jim Harrison, who's been married to the same woman for 50 years, who said, "Marriage is survived just on the basis of ordinary etiquette, day in and day out. Also, cooking together helps a lot." And it's the birthday of Grace Paley, born in the Bronx, 1922, to Jewish socialists, immigrants from Ukraine, spoke Yiddish and Russian at home, English in public. Grace Paley took a class on English literature from W.H. Auden, her hero. She was trying to write poems in a very formal style using British phrases, even though she came from the Bronx, and Auden taught her that you ought to talk your own language in whatever you write. Her book of stories, The Little Disturbances of Man, came out in 1959. Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth, The Hyacinth Garden in Brooklyn. "A year ago, friends took me walking on the Esplanade in Brooklyn. I've no idea where it was. I could never find it on my own. And as we walked, looking out over the water, a sweet aroma came to us, heavy and rich, of a hyacinth garden set on the landward side among apartment houses, a quite large garden with flowers of every size and color, and the famous perfume filled the air. It surrounded me, dazed me, as I stood by the rail looking down. There, vaguely among the blooms, I saw Hyacinthus, the lovely African boy beloved by Apollo, lying there, dying, the dark body already rotting, melting among flowers, bleeding in Brooklyn, in paradise, struck down by the quoit thrown by the grief-stricken god, an African boy chosen for beauty, for love, for death, fragrance, beside the water, on the Esplanade, somewhere in Brooklyn, in paradise." A poem by Hayden Carruth, The Hyacinth Garden in Brooklyn, from his collection Scrambled Eggs and Whiskey, Poems 1991 to 1995, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found, and by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.